Welcome to Massage Life Podcast. I'm Melissa Pearson, registered massage therapist, and I'm here with my husband, Jordan, who is a chartered professional accountant, and we're here to chat about the exciting topic of GST.
What did you say before we started recording? You were making fun of me. You were mocking me. You're like, oh yeah, tell me more. That's so interesting.
For the sound check.
Yeah. That's so interesting, Jordan. I can't wait to learn more about this. That's so fun. And then you said I was greasy. You're like, why are you always so greasy?
You are.
I was like, well, it's been a long day. We have three children and they're insane. And I have a headache right now.
Oh my goodness.
Our fans need us. It's been a couple weeks.
It's the end of summer. Weeks.
Yeah. Our fan?
We'll have your one mom. Fan.
My mom. She doesn't listen to this. Yeah, so today we're going to talk a little bit about GST. We're not going to do a deep dive and talk about everything. We have a course that goes over that in more depth.
Right. Yeah, it's a good course. It's like just a short little one. Isn't it $30, $40, $35?
It's $30.
$30, yeah.
I believe it's an hour and a half, 2 hours.
You think we would know? We should know.
What are we even doing? What's our product again?
No, that is a good little course, though. I think it's one that every massage therapist should take. Unless you're an employee, maybe it doesn't apply to you. But
right. Yeah, there's some good information in there for sure. But you had brought up something earlier today, because this is just a normal thing that we talk about. Right?
What,
we just GST? Talk about GST. Oh, let's talk about GST in relation to massage therapists. But you had said something about something you see all the time therapists say. Do you want to go over that?
Well,
and then I'll.
Yeah, I've seen it come up a few times in these Facebook groups, and I saw recently someone ask a question about GST in relation to working for a clinic, and they said they've worked for a few different clinics in the past, and now they're just at a new clinic, and they were trying to manage the GST differently, and so they just had some questions about it, and there were differing opinions, and people were really confused. And so I think GST trips people up sometimes, and so if you can give us like a little overview of how it works, especially in relation to when you're working as a contractor and there's a split.
Right. Well, and something that you said in the car when we were driving home, you talked about how in this one situation, the therapist, she started working at a new clinic, and she needed to get the GST, her share of the GST.
Yeah,
and
she was a GST registrant.
Yeah, she's a GST registrant, so she needs to be collecting GST. And then you had said that the clinic told her, we collect the GST, and we're going to take care of remitting it, because our GST number is what's on the receipt that's issued to the customer. And you were like, that's not right. And what did I say? I was like, no, that is right.
Yeah, right. It was, I guess there's more context to it. Like, well, she didn't receive any of the GST. They weren't paying her out anything. That's what's not correct.
Right, right.
Yeah. And but yeah, so clarify that about like the GST number and yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is something, hopefully I can do this in a way that makes sense. What we're going to do is I'm going to just use a really basic example to try and illustrate kind of how this works, right? So we're going to look at one transaction. We're going to assume that this clinic had one massage for the whole year.
It was a rough year.
It was a rough year. There was only one massage that was given, right? It was given by an independent contractor. So there was a portion of that fee that was paid out to that RMT. And there was a GST component as well. And then I'm going to take you through the GST filing for both the clinic and the contractor.
Yeah, because I think the main thing to remember, and you've used this phrasing before, it's like you and the clinic are two separate businesses.
Yes.
And so you really need to think about it that way, that it's not just this one pool. It's like, no, you're two totally separate entities here.
Two totally separate businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how it works, maybe before I get into this, I should talk about input tax credits and what input tax credits are.
Yeah.
So when you are a GST registrant, you obviously have to collect GST on any supplies that are given. So if you're selling a product or you're giving a service, you need to charge GST on that. So if you're giving someone massage and you charge $100, you need to charge GST on that massage. Now, you have expenses that you're going to incur as a business owner. So let's say you go out and you buy lotion or sheets. You're going to be charged GST on those expenses. The GST that you pay, those can be claimed as input tax credits. They're sometimes referred to
on the sheets and the linens.
On the sheets and the linens. So let's say
let's say you
spend a dollar in GST, right? Well, you can claim that $1 as an input tax credit or an ITC. That's what input tax credit stands for. So ITC, you'll sometimes have that term thrown around. So you claim that input tax credit. What that does is it reduces the GST that you have to pay to the CRA, right? So if you've collected, let's say you only gave one massage during the year and you collected $5 GST from
your...
If you live
in Alberta.
Yeah. If you live in Alberta and it's only 5%, so you've collected that $5 in GST on that one massage, and then you had some expenses, some lotion, and you paid a dollar on your expenses. Well, when you go to file your GST return, you would claim the $5, and then you would claim the $1 ITC, which would reduce the amount of GST you have to pay to the CRA. So it would be $5 minus the $1 ITC, so you would need to pay or remit $4 to the CRA. Okay, so that's just a very simple introduction to input tax credits. Any questions on that? That made sense?
No, yeah, it makes sense. So it's an important reason to keep all of your receipts. I mean, obviously you want to use that when you're filing your taxes anyways, as, you know, tax write-offs, but also you need to keep it for the GST.
Yeah, and that's a good point to make. If you are ever subject to a GST audit, how that'll work, I've never actually been on the receiving end of a GST audit, but how it would work is the CRA would come in, they would select a sample of your expenses, and they're going to want to see the receipts for all of those expenses, and they're going to want to see the GST number, and then how much GST was actually paid.
Right.
Right? Anyways, we won't get into that. But keeping your receipts are obviously important for that reason.
Because it's nice to reduce that amount because it's kind of money in your pocket.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go back to the clinic and contractor examples. So we're going to look at this situation. So here we have two totally separate businesses. So we have the clinic and then we have the contractor. Those are two totally separate businesses. Now, when the clinic provides the massage service, they contract that out to the massage therapist. But when the client goes to pay for that massage, the receipt, it's going to have the clinic name, and then it's going to have the GST number for the clinic. Okay, and so the clinic, they're going to be collecting the $5 GST. So let's assume they charge $100 for a 60-minute massage. So in Alberta, there would be $5 GST that would be charged on top of that, okay? So the clinic is going to have on the receipt their GST number and then $5 GST, okay? So the clinic, when they go to file their GST return, let's assume that they only had one massage that they sold for that whole year. So they are going to put on there, they are going to put that their total sales were $100 and that the GST that they collected was $5. Now, what do they do with the GST that goes to the contractor, to the other massage therapist? Well, that massage therapist, like I said before, is a totally separate business. So in theory, the massage therapist should be invoicing the clinic. Now, that's usually not how it works, right? Usually the clinic has an accountant and they assess, okay, this is how much is due to this contractor, and then they just pay it. Right.
I did work at one clinic where I actually wrote up.
You had to write up an invoice. Yeah.
So it depends. But yeah.
Technically, that's how it should work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's just assume in this example. So the therapist, let's say it's a 60-40 split. So the therapist should be invoicing the clinic $60. Okay? Because it was a $100 massage. $60 belongs to the RMT. Now, on top of that $60, they're going to charge the clinic the 5% GST, right? So $60, and then 5% on top of that, which is $3, okay? So now let's go back and look at the clinic. So now the clinic has this sale. So they sold a one-hour massage for $100. They collected $5 GST. Now they have an invoice from the massage therapist, right? Because the massage was contracted out to that therapist. They have an invoice. They had to pay $60 to that therapist, and they also had to pay $3 GST to that therapist, okay? So when they go to file their GST return, they're going to have $5 GST is what they collected, minus a $3 input tax credit, or ITC, for the GST that they paid to their contractor, okay? And so the amount that they're going to have to remit or pay to the CRA at the end of the year is $2.
Right? Kind of all comes out in the wash.
It comes out in the wash. And so usually when people try to explain this, they ignore the fact that these are two totally separate businesses, mm-hmm. right? And they just say, okay, 5% you know, 5% GST was collected. And so it was $5 GST was collected, and we're going to split it. You know, it's a 60-40 split, so it should be split $3 to the therapist and $2 to the clinic. It's like, yes, that's how it's going to work in the end.
Right, right.
But let's actually break it down and look at, like, the mechanics of what's going on.
Well, I think a lot of people ignore the ITC component of it. That's
they don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. That side of it. And so so that person, when they're saying the clinic is saying they want to, you know, take the full 5%, it's like, yeah, they will. But you're not taking consideration that the therapist is invoicing, and then because they're being charged GST, then they can use that as an ITC, and then it will lower the amount that they have to pay to the CRA. But, like, everyone's forgetting about the ITC thing. Yeah.
Right.
That's what makes it confusing.
Right. And they're also confused in the sense that they assume that when the clinic is going to file their GST return, they're just going to claim the $3 GST. You know what I mean? Sorry, the $2 GST that they actually do need to pay.
Right.
It's like, no, there's two pieces here.
Right.
There's the full GST that they collected, the $5. And then there's the GST that they paid out to you, the therapist, the $3. And then what's left is the amount that they need to pay to the CRA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? And so a lot of people, they just don't understand. And it's fine. Like, you're not if you're not an accountant,
confusing, yeah.
You don't really care about these things, or you don't think about these things. But, like, in the back end, that's how it works. Right? And let's take it one step further. So let's assume that the clinic is subject to a GST audit, okay? And the CRA comes in and they're looking at the input tax credits that this clinic has claimed. Well, they're going to need to see invoices from all of their therapists. Now, I don't want people to walk away from this podcast and with the belief that they need to be creating their own invoices and giving those to the clinic. That you don't need to do that, right? If your clinic is creating that for you, basically just like a summary saying, okay, you know, here are all the massages you did for this term. This is the portion that we're going to retain, and here's what's owed to you. Like, that's fine. That's sufficient. Right. But what the clinic needs to have is your GST number. They need to have that number on file as proof that they've paid this GST out to you.
And that should be on that summary.
Well, yes, that should be on that summary. Yeah.
Right.
Or at the very least, they should have it on file.
Right.
Right? That's sufficient. It doesn't need to be on every.
Attributed to.
Yeah.
Right.
So that if they're ever subject to a GST audit, the CRA can see, okay, you've claimed this input tax credit. It's related to this therapist. We can see that they're a GST registrant. Here's their number. Everything looks kosher. It looks good.
Right. Also, another situation I was just thinking about is for clinics where they have a GST number, but sometimes a contractor does not have a GST number because they're brand new, they haven't registered for GST yet. I always wondered about that back in the day. I was like, wait, how is that fair then? If, you know, now does it mess up their numbers, like the clinic's numbers, because now they're having to pay this bigger chunk of the GST, or do they only pay this much? Like, it's confusing. But now, but when you consider, it doesn't matter because it all, again, comes out in the wash and, yeah.
Right.
It all aligns up. Anyways, that was just kind of a side note.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say about that.
Yeah, hopefully that, maybe we've confused people more. Hopefully not. Hopefully that really makes sense. I know GST can be really confusing. But if people have more questions about it and stuff, we have that course. And like we said, it's really helpful.
Right.
Or if people want to message you about specific questions.
The only other thing that I think would be helpful is if I had some sort of graphic to illustrate.
Right.
So you can see, like, here's the receipt that was issued by the clinic to the customer. They collected $5 GST. That's the GST they've collected. Oh, now we have the massage therapist is invoicing the clinic. You owe me $60 plus GST. I'm charging you GST because I'm a GST registrant, and that's what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So clinic collects $5 GST. They paid out $3 GST to the massage therapist, like $5 minus the $3. When they file their GST return, they need to pay $2 GST to the CRA, right? That's just on one transaction, right? If you scale it up, if there's 10,000 transactions at this clinic, the mechanics work exactly the same,
yeah.
Right? It's exactly the same.
Yeah, it's just easier to kind of break it down.
Right. So I feel like people will get it.
Right. And we can make a blog article or something where you can explain it a little bit easier with the graphic and lead people to that.
Right.
You look at me like, I don't want to do that.
Monkey A had a cookie. I hope I'm not coming across as like, I don't want to put anyone down. Like, no. I recognize, like, that's not my intent by saying a monkey has a cookie, right? Like, I, you know, these things are complicated and they can be confusing, and it can take, a little while before the light bulb goes off and you're like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just try not to complicate it. It is really, really simple right. when you actually break it down.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah, don't overthink it. Hopefully that's been helpful.
Cool, yeah.
Anything else you wanted to touch on?
No, I just wanted to let people know that we did a podcast with Krista over at Radical Massage Therapist Podcast. And so she interviewed me about doing mobile massage, and that was really fun. She was an awesome host for podcasting. I was like,
yeah.
She was so organized. I was like, oh my goodness, yeah. I should really be more like you. She's
right.
like, just has everything so crisp and tidy. I'm like, we're just like over here just being crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, check that out and check out her Instagram page as well. And yeah, we were talking about mobile massage specifically because I'm running my in-person mobile course in 2 weeks, which is exciting.
Yeah,
well, probably in 1 week by the time this is actually.
Yeah, I'll get it up tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's in September, so you can check that out at onlinewellness.ca to register. That's in Calgary, and we're also running another session in January as well. And we also just recently launched our course with Amy, and that's online, and it's about starting a home-based massage practice. So we cover a lot about mobile in that as well. So if you don't live in Calgary or you don't want to travel to Calgary to come to that in-person thing, check out the online course about starting your own business. It's super helpful. And
yeah, it's a great course.
We got a really good review about it, if you want to share it with.
Sure, yeah. So the review, it says here, this course was the push I needed to make the decision to open a home-based practice. The flow and organization of the course was great. It helped me step-by-step plan and prepare my next step. Such great content and amazing value. You know, I was worried when we launched this course because it's 9 hours.
Yeah,
it's a beast, right? It's only 100 and what
again, surprise? We don't know.
Things we should know.
Well, it's on sale right now. I think that's why too.
Yeah, I think it's on sale for $120.
Yep.
Yeah, but you know, when we launched this course, I remember thinking 9 hours. That's a lot for an online course. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those courses that you should be doing over a period of time. Right.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to be sitting down for 9 hours in one day.
Yeah.
That's not how this course should be taken. No. There's 7 milestones that you work through,
mm-hmm.
you know, go through each milestone. There's a workbook that comes with it so that you can kind of target each thing, get everything set up step by step so that by the end you have your home-based business set up and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I do really think that it's a great course.
Yeah.
So
I like what they said about a lot of value in it. Like there's so many different printables and resources and spreadsheet things, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
It is great. Okay. I have nothing else to add. Anything for you, Melissa?
No, that's it.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to stay in touch, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We've included the links to these in the show notes. Also, be sure to check out our website, onlinewellness.ca, if you need any continuing education credits. All of our courses have been approved by massage associations across Canada. Anyways, we'll catch you next time.